Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I do not believe that the people of the United States are going to take people who've been here a quarter century, who have children and grandchildren, who are members of the community, who may have done something 25 years ago, separate them from their families, and expel them. I do believe if you've been here recently and you have no ties to the U.S., we should deport you. I do believe we should control the border. I do believe we should have very severe penalties for employers. But I'd urge all of you to look at the Kriebel Foundation plan. I don't see how the party that says it's the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century. And I'm prepared to take the heat for saying, let's be humane in enforcing the law without giving them citizenship, but by finding a way to create legality so that they are not separated from their family.
There's Newt Gingrich saying he's ready to take the heat for his comments about immigration during this week's 11th GOP debate. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we're looking at the Thanksgiving rush of conversation. Hosts Joe Crummy and Patty Steele talk about the criticism Newt Gingrich is getting, and deservedly so, for his comments on immigration during the most recent debate.
The quote that made, he had to mention this a couple times because everybody jumped on him, but the one that got me, and I guess we don't have it, was when he was mentioned going to church and all that. You go to church, you do that. But the other thing he said, because he was asked about this more than once, and the thing that got me going was, I think he had to restate this a number of times last night, and he said this, Patty. I'm not for rounding everybody up and being insane, but he did say, you know, people came here 25 years ago, you know, and they you know, and you haven't broken the law, you know, 25 years, right. Because he went and said it again. And I remember thinking, well, excuse me, you have broken the law. What are you talking about? You're in the United States illegally, you're breaking the law. And I don't want to make a big deal about that, but I do think that that is, now that I think about it, it's kind of a big issue, because a lot of people, when they talk about amnesty, when they talk about having compassion, really don't really want to look at the fact that these people have broken the law. We kind of want to sweep that under the rug. And I thought it was really interesting last night, and I didn't have the audio right there where he said it, but I know he said it because it woke me up from my stupor. I'm watching it on TV and what? That he said the same thing makes it seem as though nobody broke any laws. Well, yes, you did.
Well, I think what he's saying, I'm not quite sure how he rationalizes saying that, yeah, if you just got here, we got to throw you out. But if you've been here, we don't throw you out. I mean, he either has to say we find a way to allow these people to make themselves legal here, or because I don't understand why length of time that you're here changes. That's the
because you've got roots here. You know, you've got roots here in Ma and Pa. You've been here for a long time. What are we going to throw you out? You know, whatever. But I thought that was key that he said, you know, I hadn't done anything wrong. Well, you broke the law. Hello. And in this debate, when we talk with lefties and the compassionate, they also sweep that under the rug every single time. I just thought that raised an eyebrow with me last night with Newt. And what's his quote? Oh, call me evil in bed. I'll take the heat for being compassionate. I'll take the heat for being a nice guy. You know, bring it on. I'll take the heat for caring about people.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that a spokesperson for Romney was questioned after the fact about this whole thing, and he was completely unable to commit to the word. He couldn't say
the A-word?
Yeah, he didn't want to say amnesty, and he didn't want to say take him out of the country. All he wanted to say was, well, he said I was against amnesty for them, and they said, well, so does that mean you want to round him up and get him out of the country? And they had to ask him six times before he finally said, well, I think that if you take their jobs away and take their kids out of school and blah, 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 then they'll go by themselves.
This is a Romney camp.
This was a Romney guy, yeah. So, I mean, it's like they want it both ways.
Well, yeah, well, they don't want to mention the A word, even though I'm not sure exactly what the Romney guy was trying to say in the beginning. Was he talking about that?
Well, he
sounded to me like he wasn't. He just didn't want to come out and take a hardline stand.
Well, he finally said he doesn't believe in granting amnesty, and then they finally said, but what does that mean then? If they don't have amnesty, do you target them and get them out of the country? And then at the very end.
I think we should do it that people would want to self-deport. I mean, honestly, you know, I know we could probably get some more calls on here, but the way they ought to do it is this. When you talk about illegal immigration, the first thing they have to do, and Rick Perry was talking about that last night, the first thing you got to do is fix the border, right? You have to actually control the border. And all this talk about what we do with these people and those people is a stupid moot question until we actually do something at the border, number one. I mean, if I were Newt, I would have said that. It doesn't matter what happens. First things first, we got to talk about the border. Because until you fix the border, you figure out who's coming and who's going, and we control that. Everything else is ridiculous. It doesn't matter.
More on Newt Gingrich coming up in the GOP debate as well in the Focus on the Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The focus is Newt Gingrich. The focus is the presidential race. The focus is the comment on, or comments on, immigration. We go to Fox News, where Steve Ducey talked to a political analyst named Larry Sabato, who says Gingrich's comments were a big mistake.
Newt Gingrich shocked everybody at the GOP debate when he argued that not all illegals in the country should be deported.
I don't see how the party that says it's the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century, and I'm prepared to take the heat for saying, let's be humane in enforcing the law without giving them citizenship, but by finding a way to create legality so that they are not separated from their families.
Governor Perry.
He also said that we should secure the border, and also there should be some sort of a guest worker program. But our next guest says that answer was a big mistake. Joining us right now is the University of Virginia professor Larry Sabato. Good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning.
Why was that a mistake?
It was a mistake because of Iowa. There's a very strong anti-illegal immigration contingent among the people who show up for the Iowa caucuses. Within the Beltway, people are saying, oh, that was a great answer by Gingrich. Look at the comments that are coming out of Iowa from Republican sources. And that's where Gingrich hopes to make his breakthrough. He has to do well in Iowa in order to compete in New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney is doing very well. What did Gingrich say in that comment? That came very close with his inhumane, anti-family slant on the tough position on immigration. He came awfully close to Rick Perry's heartless comment, which, as we know, caused Perry enormous problems.
Sure. Meanwhile, we like to have you here on the postgame show to do some grading. You are a teacher. You give Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul the same grade, a B+. Why?
Because they came across well overall. I think to someone who watched the whole debate, Gingrich was his usual articulate self. I gave Paul a B+. Nobody got an A in last night's debate. I just, maybe it was pre-Thanksgiving fever, but I just didn't give anybody an A. I gave Paul a B+ because he adds diversity and serves as a foil for the other candidates. It would be an awfully dull debate if everybody agreed on 90% of the issues. 90% of the time.
Meanwhile, Mitt Romney, who is one of the national front runners, and John Huntsman got the same grade. We know why Mitt Romney has been doing so well, but why'd you give John Huntsman a B?
Because it was a foreign policy debate, and that's really his area of strength. He can shine there, and there's less ideological difference between the candidates. Mm-hmm. You know, Huntsman is considered more moderate in many ways than some of the other candidates on some domestic issues, and he's not doing well on account of it. But that he's shown in that debate. I think he did reasonably well. I don't know that it's going to help him that much.
Sure.
And Romney really didn't stand out the way he has in prior debates. I'd say if it wasn't, I wouldn't call it his worst debate. He didn't do badly, but he certainly didn't elevate himself the way he has at many other debates.
From MSNBC, Richard Liu here with General Wesley Clark. His reaction to the GOP debate, which dealt primarily with foreign policy, foreign affairs.
No real slips, though. But let me ask this. Which two of those candidates would you be most worried about? They were president and in charge of international security and protecting our homeland.
I haven't taken positions like this. I will tell you this. It's been very hard for all these candidates to get to the right flank of President Obama. He's done a great job at national security, in my view. I'm not part of this administration. And I think he's, you know, taking a very strong, robust, and centrist position. So what you've seen from all the candidates is to try to get to his right flank, except for Ron Paul.
Well, who did do as well as the others, then, would you say?
I think that you have to grade these candidates based on their experience. So from some of them, like Newt Gingrich or John Huntsman, much is expected.
Right.
And from others, like Herman Cain, who hasn't had much experience in foreign affairs, if any, he's on a very steep learning curve. But I think, from the perspective of the democracy, well, this was an excellent debate. And I thought that people around the world who would have seen this would have looked at this and said, boy, those Americans, they know what they're doing. I'm sorry that the super committee couldn't project the same level of competence in governance
General
around the world.
Let me play a little bit of sound from Condoleezza Rice and what she has said. I want to get your reaction on the other side.
Okay.
I don't listen all that closely on the campaign trail to I will do this and I will do that, because the day you arrive in the Oval Office, it looks different. And you find that you can't really turn this aircraft carrier of American foreign policy around on a dime anyway.
General, she makes a very specific point here. You've been on the ground. You understand the realities of all that was said last night. So is it a lot of posturing that we had heard really at the end of the day last night?
Sure, there's a lot of posturing, but there are some differences that were made. When Condi was in there with the Bush administration, some really bold departures or bad departures from American traditional. We didn't work with allies. We took a position of exceptionalism. We did the operation in Iraq, which the president was opposed to. I was opposed to it at the time. And it does make a difference who gets elected. There's a broad trend of centrist thinking. Mm-hmm. I think this president is in that centrist position, but he's been very, very tough. He sent troops in on the ground. He did support the Libyan people through when they were needed protection, and we did get regime change in Libya. He put more troops into Afghanistan. This is not a president about whom Republican candidates can say he's soft on national security, doesn't stand up for America. President Obama is tough, but he does stand up for this country.
Up next, we'll hear from John Huntsman about how he thinks this week's debate went for him. Next up on the Talk Radio Review.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television. It's the news media and the focus on conversation. We're talking about the 2012 presidential race thus far in the countdown. Here's host Holly Robichaud talking to John Huntsman about what he thought this week's debate was all about.
Great job in the debate. Fantastic. Bravo. You came out the winner, I think.
Well, listen, thanks. It was a good platform. It was an opportunity to kind of get out a little more in the way of substance and thinking in ways that differentiated the different candidates. I mean, let's face it, there hasn't been a time quite like we face today as a country when these discussions are more important. Our view of the world, our view of America's power, using America's power abroad, and first and foremost, if we're going to have a foreign policy and an effective national security strategy, we've got to clean up our own house. I mean, that's the bottom line. We are broken here at home economically. We are broken in terms of the trust deficit. Nobody trusts the institutions of power in America anymore. That's got to be fixed first and foremost before we can shine that bright light on the rest of the world that is so transformative.
Hey, I loved your comments about the generals and that that you're going to take advice from them, but at the end of the day, you're going to be the commander-in-chief.
Well, listen, that's what the people would expect. You're the president and you're the commander-in-chief, and as such, you're in a position to make decisions. You've got to make risky decisions. You've got to represent the people when you make those decisions. You've got to be well-informed when you make those decisions. But I just don't buy the stuff that I'm hearing from so many of my fellow candidates when they keep saying, I'm going to defer to the intelligence agency for this, or I'm going to defer to generals on the ground. Of course you're going to collect the requisite amount of information. But at the end of the day, the president is the commander-in-chief and must decide. And we have some tough decisions this country must make ahead. We are deployed abroad. We have a presence throughout the world that looks a little bit more like the Cold War than where we ought to be the second decade of the 21st century. And some tough decisions are going to have to be made. And I think it's important for the American people to be able to differentiate the candidates based on those who are going to defer to the generals and just have a nonstop talk society versus those who are going to be informed and then make decisions on behalf of the people.
Here are talk hosts Mandy Cannell and Tony Cruz talking about Ron Paul and how he showed during this debate why many Republicans may not support him.
Ron Paul showed exactly why he will never be a mainstream candidate. And this is what I tell people. I call them the Paulbots, the people that are hardcore Ron Paul supporters.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I cannot support Ron Paul for the presidential nomination, because his worldview, though I agree with the premise that we meddle in too much stuff,
right.
I get that. I really agree with him on that. I also agree that as the nation, as the world's, one of the world's last superpowers, we need to be a leader, and sometimes that means taking action in other parts of the world, even if it is, you know, politically untenable. His answer about Somalia last night, for me, was insane. Basically, he said, Al-Qaeda in Somalia is inspired to act against the United States because we meddle. Essentially saying, if we just took our marbles and went home, then Al-Qaeda would leave us alone. I do not believe that to be accurate. I believe that to be an incredibly naive view of what the end game of Al-Qaeda is.
Why doesn't
he take religious studies?
Why doesn't he take a college study in religious studies?
I don't know.
You have to understand the theology of the destruction of what they believe. Those that are the hardcore
right,
Al-Qaeda.
Right. We're talking about Al-Qaeda here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about mainstream Muslims. We're talking
right.
about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda wants a world Islamic caliphate. They want everyone to kneel at their altar or pay a tax and subjugate to them if they don't. That is Al-Qaeda's objective. And for Ron Paul to stand on the stage and say they are inspired by our meddling, that may be the excuse they're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But actions and words and documents and emails that have been collected by our intelligence agencies tell a much different story. And it's almost like he's willfully ignorant of what the end game of Al-Qaeda really is.
Failure of the super committee is the next item of conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we get to the bottom of the hour, welcome back into our Talk Radio Review. It is the failed super committee that we think about and talk about now. Here's host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. Brooks thought all along the super committee wouldn't be able to accomplish much of anything.
You predicted it on this show that it was a do-nothing committee, not a super committee, and that it was ultimately designed for failure. I imagine that you have some thoughts on that.
Well, I'm disappointed that the super committee was unable to do its job. I think it was easily foreseeable. Heck, I'm a freshman congressman. Back in August, when I saw the bill, read it, the majority whip's office asked me whether I would support it, and I was very candid in my remarks that there was no way in the world that I would. I did not think it was a sound public policy. I didn't think it appropriate for us to delegate the duties and responsibilities of 535 congressmen to 12. I didn't like the idea that we were going to accept defense cuts right then and there with a double-down possibility of even greater defense cuts, which we're now facing. It was just an all-around bad piece of legislation that was developed in a time of purported crisis involving the debt ceiling. And I was surprised that it passed. Nonetheless, it did, and now it has failed, and we're going to have to work our way through it.
And we're told that this marks automatic cuts, and I'm amused when I read these things, because in Washington, D.C., automatic doesn't exactly mean automatic, because automatic cuts to our military, automatic cuts to some of this discretionary spending, that doesn't necessarily mean automatic. These don't go into effect until 2013, correct?
Well, that's kind of the case that they don't go into effect until 2013, but the budget starts October 1st of 2012. And so whatever is going to be spent in the first three quarters of calendar year 2013, you also have to plan for October 2012. So it's really fiscal year 2013. So we'll see the impact probably in about 10 months through the budgeting process. More importantly, We may see it within 3 to 6 months because you just can't absorb these cuts all at once. You have to phase them in. And so we're going to start getting into the phase-in period probably in the late winter, early spring of 2012.
My assessment, Mo, was that the Democrats were trying to force Republicans into tax increases through this super committee. And they did so by hanging military cuts over their heads. The Republicans on the super committee did not bite. And now where does that leave us? Should we want these cuts to go into effect? I mean, we need to cut the budget. I am a firm believer that there are places within the military that we can cut spending. You've examined it. Does this type of military cut go too deep?
Well, let's be clear. While the Democrats got this into the Budget Control Act, the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate agreed to it. Okay? And so both parties are responsible, including the president. This is something that he negotiated for. It's something that he signed off on. It's a bill that he did not veto. So equal responsibility goes all around.
Here's a talk radio caller with John Arneson. They talk about who's to blame for the failure of the committee.
On the topic of the super committee thing, I'd just like to say that, to me anyhow, I don't know about anyone else, but the fault kind of lies with the entire Congress and executive branch of government since probably, 1950 or so when the Cold War started. I mean, that they just haven't been doing a very good job of keeping deficits and debts in order. But more specifically, this Congress takes a majority of that blame. I mean, they haven't passed the budget in going on 2 years now. So I don't, or is it three now? I don't know. But they haven't passed a budget in a long time.
What do you think of the president? A lot of people this morning, the talking heads this morning and late last night, were all saying, well, the president didn't step up and take control of it. Of course, all the candidates are saying, well, I would have took control. I would have forced him to make a deal. What do you think on that? Do you think as president he should have basically been in there with him every day trying to pound out an agreement?
No, not really. I don't really blame the president for this one too much because it seems I don't know what he can do because he's stuck between, the Democrats kind of want their way or the highway and the Republicans who want their way or the highway, and he's stuck between the two, and I'm not sure that feels very possible at the moment, but at least they've got those automatic cuts. That was kind of an incentive that I don't know if he was behind that or not, but kind of seems like it came from the top there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the Bush cuts. Yeah, it seems like the Republicans are not going to raise taxes. The Democrats are not going to cut any of their welfare programs, and that's just the way it is.
Everyone gets stuck there.
Yeah, everybody's stuck there. All right,
to
Dawson.
Be honest, I'm glad they failed.
All right,
maybe
Dawson.
We'll get some cuts.
Occupy Wall Street. Oh, and the protesters. What are they protesting now? Up next on the Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right, that dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported, but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholes.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholes Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholes kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholes.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. The Occupy Wall Street protesters and the other protesters and what's being protested. Here is Rebecca Marshall along with Steve Leader talking to political analyst Mike Mekowitz about the protesters marching from New York to Washington.
Let's start with Occupy protesters. They've marched from New York City and have finally made it to Washington, D.C. Are there a lot of them there?
No, you know, I didn't actually see them come in, but I heard the reports. You know, it was something in the dozens. It was a pretty long march. One of these fellows apparently marched in barefoot, which impressed me. I would have trouble doing that in orthopedic shoes. But, you know, they're trying to keep the pressure up, even though, you know, there are a lot of communities that have pretty much turned against them. You know, even in California, where you think they'd be much more tolerant of protesters, they're getting a bit fed up with these encampments. And the other thing is that, you know, their message just doesn't seem to have resonated. I mean, they're getting a lot of coverage, that's for sure. But, you know, at least in the polling that we've seen, Americans still aren't sure what it is that they're protesting.
Just want to make sure we heard you correctly. Only dozens have arrived in D.C., is that right?
Well, that was my understanding, but I got to be honest with you. I'm up here at the White House, so I did not cover their arrival. That was the last report that I had heard. Now, there are large groups that have been here, you know, marching through town. Not the biggest crowds I've ever seen, but we do see them come through. We've seen them, you know, out in the park across the street from the White House, Lafayette Square, and marching down some of the streets here. It hasn't been anything like what they've seen in New York or Oakland. Not at least in the areas I've been.
Here's talk host Aloya Minovsky talking about Megyn Kelly on Fox's comments. Kelly said that people shouldn't be so outraged about the pepper spray incident at Davis, UC Davis, because pepper spray is basically a food product.
Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly were having a nice little pleasant discussion on his show about the pepper spraying that occurred at a UC Davis sit-in over the weekend. Now, by now, I think you've probably seen the video where police walk down the line of students sitting peacefully in protest and pepper spray them just inches away from their face. That video has rightly sparked outrage across the country, and three officers have been placed on administrative leave since that incident. Now, while most media outlets have expressed disgust over the brutality, Megan and Bill, they played it down, to say the least.
First of all, pepper spray, that just burns your eyes, right?
Right. I mean, it's like a derivative of actual pepper. It's a food product, essentially. But a lot of experts are looking at that and saying, is that the real deal? Has it been diluted?
Well, pepper spray is essentially a food product, Megan. Really? I mean, that just sounds so lovely and harmless that I dare even say delicious. No, seriously, have they not seen how a person reacts to getting pepper sprayed? I don't think they're writhing in pain just for the cameras. And no, Bill, it's not just for the eyes. It can actually damage the cornea of your eyes, and it affects all your mucous membranes, making it difficult to speak or even breathe for about 45 minutes. Some call it a neurotoxin in a can. And just to give you a hint of how hot this food product is, take a look at this chart developed about 100 years ago. It clearly shows that U.S.-grade pepper spray is the second hottest type of pepper, even if it's diluted. And to put that into perspective, it's 1,000 times hotter than a jalapeno. And remember when a pregnant woman was pepper sprayed during a clash between police and protesters at Occupy Seattle? Well, that young woman has since miscarried due to the trauma that she sustained from the pepper spray. Now, since Megan is a mom herself, you would think that she'd have a little more sympathy for those that have been hit with this weapon, but she's not alone in her efforts to diminish the buzz around the UC Davis incident. Bill O'Reilly explained that the police should have been trusted in their on-the-spot reaction to the peaceful protesters.
It looks like these cops have room to argue that this was not excessive force. Does that mean they should have effected the arrest in this way? That's a moral discussion.
Yeah, but I don't think we have the right to Monday morning quarterback the police, and particularly at a place like UC Davis, which is, you know, a fairly liberal campus.
Wait, so is he arguing that because it's a liberal campus, then it's not okay to question the police's actions? Just a quick reminder, Bill. Last time I checked, you called yourself a journalist, and it's your job to question the actions of the police. The fact that Megan was coming out as the moral one after not caring about what pepper spray does to people, well, that just makes this whole situation look a lot worse.
Jake Yeager from the Young Turks talks about a leaked bank memo urging the American Bankers Association to try to undermine and smear those who are participating in the protests.
This is a fascinating story of a Washington lobbying firm deciding that, hey, you know what, this Occupy Wall Street movement is actually too dangerous. So what we're going to have to do is try to undermine it. They're actually a firm called Clark, Lytle, Guduldick, and Cranford, and they were lobbying for the American Banking Association. So they wrote this memo for the Banking Association, hoping to get business from them. They say, quote, if we can show they have the same cynical motivation as a political opponent, it will undermine their credibility in a profound way. So basically, they're saying, let's smear them and pretend that they're a political operation that is not genuine Americans looking to help the system, right? In which case, they will lose credibility. Now, as I saw this, and there's some more amazing quotes on it, I thought, really? I was actually quite surprised that they might go in this direction, right? But it turns out the American Banking Association has confirmed it. They say, yes, it is true. In fact, their spokesperson, Jeff Sigmund, told Reuters, our government relations staff received the proposal. It was unsolicited, and we chose not to act on it in any way. In other words, the memo was totally real. Thank God you caught us before we paid them on it, right? And by the way, what were they looking to do? They were going to deliver research, survey data, and plans to use the information in 60 days at a cost of $850,000. So they wanted to spend $850,000 to smear the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, the other part of this story that's amazing and fantastic is how scared of the Occupy Wall Street movement that they are. The next set of quotes show you that. So, they say, if the movement succeeds, quote, this would mean more than just short-term political discomfort for Wall Street firms. In other words, this is serious. It could really damage the Wall Street firms. You better pay attention. Now, if that's what the lobbyists for Wall Street think, that's fantastic. You guys have a lot more power and effect than you might have even realized. They're actually scared. Here's more quotes to that effect. If vilifying the leading companies of this sector is allowed to become an unchallenged centerpiece of a coordinated Democratic campaign, it has the potential to have very long-lasting political, policy, and financial impacts on the companies in the center of the bullseye. Saying, hey, you know what, if the Democrats wisen up and they actually use the Occupy Wall Street movement, then we could be in a lot of trouble. Then they would actually regulate us. We couldn't take these wild risks, thereby leading to the profits that your executives are getting. So if Occupy Wall Street succeeds, then these lobbyists and the banks that they're representing would have serious trouble. I love how seriously they're taking the movement to the point where they want to apparently do this important smear job against it. And then finally they write, it may be easy to dismiss OWS as a ragtag group of protesters, but they have demonstrated that they should be treated more like an organized competitor who's very nimble and capable of working the media, coordinating third-party support, and engaging office holders to do their bidding. To counter that, we have to do the same. meaning, hey, we better act against these guys because they're coming. Ah, oh, there's nothing more that I like than that. You better believe it, my friends. They are definitely coming. And by the way, who's the guys who put this memo together? Well, two of them are Sam Gudulic and Jay Cranford, who are former aides to House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner. Unsurprising, Republicans in a panic, totally working for the banking industry, trying to smear Occupy Wall Street because they're afraid it might actually work.
Up next, we are going to think about the protesters in Egypt as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, a lot of reporting on television, a lot of conversation on the radio about the protests. It's basically the same kind of protests going on now in Egypt as we have here. Here's the talk host John Gambling with Middle East expert Dr. Valid Farez about the riots in Cairo and what Dr. Farez thinks will happen next.
We have the story this morning that the Egyptian cabinet has offered to resign to see if they can quell some of this rioting. I don't think that's going to make much of a difference, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think the demonstrators now in Cairo understand that there was a deal cut between the military council and the Muslim Brotherhood a few weeks ago. It collapsed. The Muslim Brotherhood threatened the military that they're going to organize demonstrations as of last Friday, if you recall. And then they cut another deal with the military Thursday night. So now those who are in Tahrir Square, according to, you know, to contact on the ground, are basically the youth, those who started the whole uprising 9 months ago or more. And this youth now understand this is the only chance they have to reduce the influence of the military and also intercept what could become, if elections are held on time, a Muslim Brotherhood win in the next few weeks.
All right, well, is it fair to say that the military, to use the term, the military government is basically the same as Hosni Mubarak?
Yeah, it's the same as it was under Hosni Mubarak, minus one thing, minus Hosni Mubarak. So now this military group in Egypt will cut a deal with any other political force. They cannot do it alone. There can't be a military regime anymore, you know, in Egypt. So what they've tried to do, instead of partnering with secular civil society, cops, youth, labor unions, or even, you know, middle class, they cut a deal with the Muslim Brotherhood. And indications are that they have been advised from here. They were told, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood are going to win anyway. Why don't you cut a deal with them? And that's what they did. The problem now is that a majority on the ground, and we see it right now in Tahrir Square, doesn't want to see a military / Islamist regime, as is the case in Pakistan, because that's where they were heading, John.
Talk host Jimmy Barrett here with Middle East expert Michael Rubin on the outbreak of violence in Egypt.
What's leading to protesting at this point? What's the cause?
Well, basically, it's a dispute between the army and the protesters. Back in March 2011, after Hosni Mubarak fell, there was a referendum which paved the way forward to a new constitution. What the army did recently, perhaps because they were afraid that the Muslim Brotherhood would triumph in the elections, was say, look, you can still write a new constitution, but we, the army, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, is going to be above the law. They wanted to impose a system, sort of like what you had in Turkey, where the civilians and the legislature couldn't touch the military. This is what sparked this most recent round of protests. And the irony, of course, is now that many of the secular parties are protesting the military's action, and now that this violence is spinning out of control, it looks like if elections are held in November, later this month, as they're supposed to be, that the Muslim Brotherhood could do even better.
Well, wouldn't that be ironic for them? But at this point, I guess the cabinet in Egypt has offered to resign. Evidently, that's not having much of an impact on the protesters.
No, it's not. There's a great deal of distrust among the Egyptian protesters towards the military. They overthrew Hosni Mubarak. But Hosni Mubarak, the 82-year-old dictator who left office in February, the protests weren't just about him. It was about the regime. And the regime, since the 1950s, has been the army. Every president, Gamal Abdel Nasser, Anwar Sadat, and Hosni Mubarak have been from the army. And now that it looked to the protesters that the army wasn't really going to step aside, they were just going to change the guy at the front. In front of the curtain, that's what really set the protesters off.
For our interest, though, Michael, aren't we better off with the kind of regime that exists in Egypt now than we are if you end up with a quote-unquote Middle Eastern democracy where the Muslim Brotherhood has control?
You're absolutely right there, and what's going on right now is the White House's nightmare scenario. Certainly, while President Obama liked to spin in the press that he had supported the democracy protesters, when you actually look at what he said and did, he had cast his support to the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces for this transition. So he had cast his vote away from Mubarak towards the other military figures because he was afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood, and now it looks like they're more likely to triumph as the military fights for its very life.
Meanwhile, over in Syria, we've pretty much taken a hands-off policy. Why are we not willing to get involved in Syria the way that NATO got involved in Libya?
Well, you know, that's a question that not only every Syrian is asking, but every Arab. And one of the problems is when President Obama moved into and decided to support the Libyan uprising, and this is a decision with which I agreed, he framed this in terms solely of human rights instead of national interests. And as I see it, Libya was about both human rights and national interests. But because he only spoke about human rights, everyone in Syria is saying, why is it okay for Gaddafi to kill 3,000 Libyans, but you don't move when Hafez Bashar al-Assad kills 3,000 Syrians? And it raises the question in, if you will, the Arab mind of American hypocrisy, which tends to mean that when there is a transition in Syria, we will have less influence there than perhaps we have elsewhere.
Protests here, protests there. All the protests are covered on the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, DougStephan.com.